Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn a little bit about food blogging. Last week, I had the opportunity to meet a group of bloggers that were brought in by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. And so we're going to hear from Mindy Williamson. She is with Iowa Corn Growers, talking about this group that was brought in and why and what they did. And then meet one of the bloggers, Allison Lush. She's going to let us know how she got involved in blogging. And I think for those of you who maybe are considering, still, is this something I should be getting involved in? And if you're an agricultural company or organization that wonders how you reach out to these folks, this might give you a few ideas. Anyway, I hope you do enjoy it. So let's learn from Mindy at Iowa Corn Growers a little bit more about this group of guest bloggers, as they call them. Mindy, I'd like you to tell me a little bit about this group of bloggers that you brought in. I know we have some that are farm moms. We have some food bloggers. What is this group, and what's the purpose behind it?
Sure. We have seven bloggers that we invited back here to our race because we had them here this harvest. And they spent a day and a half in the combine and at a cattle feedlot. They went to an ethanol plant. They actually came out here and got a pace car ride. And when we said, would you like to come back this June for the actual real-time race, all seven of them said yes. And so they came back yesterday, got in on Friday night, and then Saturday we did some farmers market stuff and got soaking wet, but that's how corn grows in Iowa. And then they're gonna go through some of the things that we've done here at the racetrack, a pace car ride a couple of them did. They got to do a 101, go behind the scenes, see the garages and things, and then a couple of them are gonna go down and watch pre-race. So just giving them that whole indie experience. And I heard one of the bloggers, her kids are here, and they said, why do they have corn in the trophy? And she said, because that's what fuels the cars. They make the fuel out of that. So teachable moments, and that's what we're shooting for.
And so what does this mean for Iowa Corn Growers?
Well, we're trying to beef up what we do socially because that gives us a two-way conversation with people. And we originally reached out to these bloggers. They're not farm people. They're mostly food mommy bloggers. And we reached out to them because they have an audience that we need to touch, the consumer who is not the 2% that farm. And we asked them if they would come to Iowa to see what really goes on here. We were surprised that many of them had never met a farmer. And all of them thought when they came to Iowa it was sweet corn.
That is very interesting. So did they what do you think their impressions are of farmers then?
Well, the first time that they came out here in October for harvest, all of them said meeting the farmers was their favorite part. They got to talk one-on-one. They got to make their own decisions, ask them questions about how they raise their food so that they can feel safe when they feed it to their family. And now they're getting to meet about 2,500 farmers in our Iowa Corn Indy 250 tent today. So it's just putting a face with the stuff they buy at the grocery store. And they sat in one of the combines and got out, and our blogger from New Jersey, she said, I was so surprised, they're so normal. So that's cool for us in agriculture to think that somehow we're normal. So also kind of cool that they think we're, interesting, and that they want to meet us and they respect what we do and they want to ask questions. So a lot of time we hear bad stuff in the news, and this is a good way to talk with them about what goes on here.
Well, I think it says a lot what you just said, that they had another impression, and it was this experience that was needed, I guess. Kind of begs the need to do more of this, then, I guess.
Yeah, I think what we were lucky enough to do in agriculture for a long time was talk to ourselves. We didn't really have to explain. People were a little more connected than they are today to the farm. And now we have two and three generations. They might say, my grandparents grew up on a farm, or my great-grandparents grew up on a farm, but a lot of people today are even saying, I've never met a farmer in my life, which is, pretty scary for a food chain and, buying stuff at the grocery stores. So these people want to know, and we were surprised that they wanted to come to Iowa of all places and that they wanted to come here twice. So cool.
Well, they all seem to like to eat though, right?
That's right. And we have been putting them on what we call full feed while they've been here. So in agriculture, you know that that's how you fatten them up. We're not going to send these guys to market, but...
But they're not going home hungry. That's
right. That's exactly right. And when you invite food bloggers, you got to pay attention to the food. So,
well, thank you very much, Mindy Williamson with the Iowa Corn Growers. And we're going to go next to an interview with one of our food bloggers who is here. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, working with the Iowa Corn Growers, and we're here for the Iowa Corn Indy 250 weekend, and just have had the pleasure to go out with some guest bloggers. And with me, I have Allison Lush, and you're from Texas, I believe. You've got this group here. Before we kind of get into that, tell me just a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Allison. I'm from Texas, and I started a food blog basically to share my recipes with friends and family. I was tired of people asking me for recipes all the time and typing it up every single time. So I set my blog apart by doing step-by-step photos so people can kind of see what it looks like as you're making it rather than having a perfect, pretty little picture at the very end. So
do you kind of look at that as like an online recipe book?
I kind of do, and I often refer back to it when I can't find my recipes in my little recipe book. And I think it's also a great teaching tool for people that are learning how to cook, how things are supposed to look. Not all people know how bread looks whenever it rises, and you know, just different things like that.
I don't know, because when I make it, it doesn't do that. Actually, when I started using my bread machine, it got a little bit better. But how did you get into that?
I just started. I do a lot of recipe contests online. I met a couple people through there, and they all do food blogs. And I said, you know what, that's kind of a good idea, so I don't have to spam everybody with what I'm doing and all my awards and stuff. I could just put it in one place, and if people want to look at it, they look at it. If not, you know, it's not a big deal. So
how do we find you then online?
My site is www.findinginspirationandfood.com.
Wow, I like that name.
It's a little bit long, but I think it's, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, you find inspiration in food, knowing where it comes from, just being inspired that not everything has to be, you know, the same way. There's just so many different variations of things nowadays.
So how did you get involved with this group that's here?
I had a PR firm actually reach out to me. They had been watching my blog for a while. This is actually the first function that I've been invited to, so I thought it was a great opportunity. I'm great showing my blog, just kind of getting inspiration in food, finding where it's coming from. I thought it was a great opportunity to show my readers where the corn comes from and how it's processed. It's a great, great opportunity.
So what are the kinds of things you've done since you've been here in Iowa?
Since I've been here, I have my blog became a .com this year, which is a big step for me. My readers have kind of almost doubled in size, so it's been a great opportunity. And still keeping on with recipe contest and photo contest that I do.
So with the Iowa Corn Growers, what kinds of things have they had you all doing?
We've gone out to the race car track, which was really neat. I mean, just learning that corn can be used for so many different items. I didn't know that it can be used in plastic and making T-shirts and ethanol. I mean, just it's a great learning curve, I mean, for me. I just had no clue that corn was used for so many things. And I think people need to know that. I think it's important to know what farmers do for all of us, just in general.
We say food, fuel, and fiber, you know. Mm-hmm. It's basically, and we get it out of this one product, many
right.
others, of course, but yeah. Here in Iowa, this is going to be your big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So are you going to be able to go out to the race that's taking place here?
Yes, we'll be out there tomorrow.
Wonderful. So. Well, I'm really excited and looking forward to that, too. Now, there is a group of you here.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to have a chance to talk to everybody, but can you kind of describe some of the other people that you've met here?
The other people, there are some other fellow food bloggers, and there's also some mom bloggers that are teaching kids and all the products that they use that works well for them. So there's a good variety of people. It's not just all about food. Corn goes into so many different products that we use, I think it's important to share with different types of readers.
So interacting with them, how has that, or has it helped you maybe get some ideas for taking back to your blog?
Yeah, it has. There's just different programs that everybody uses. There's, you know, just learning different, simpler ways to do things that, yeah, you know, just to grow your blog in general and things that do and don't work for people. So it's kind of interesting to talk and pick their brain a little bit. So it's kind of a learning. Yeah.
How about, I got to mention it because I think it's a biggie in our world, but are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
So how do we find you?
It's crazystar underscore Allie.
Okay. We'll try to point people that way.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's see. Anything else that you might say to, this could be farmers, it could be people who just love to eat, which probably should be just about everybody. Any words of encouragement or anything? And if they maybe thought, should I start a blog and write about something that I'm passionate about?
I think it's great. I think it's great for kids to see where recipes are coming from and, you know, the history behind them. I think that's a great opportunity for them.
For those who are maybe thinking about this, and there's good reasons why they think they should, but they're afraid to, because I think there's a fear of,
right.
of it's hard, it's going to take a lot of time. How would you address that concern that some people might have?
It's really not. I mean, you do it on your own terms. I blog 3 times a week. That's what works for me. A lot of the posts, some people do them, and they do them ahead of time, just schedule them to post at a certain time. But I think it's really important. The way things are digital nowadays, I mean, if you have a house fire, all your recipes and your photos and everything's gone. So I think the digital world has really helped out in this. I mean, just from posting pictures of your children to recipes that you can hand down to your family. You can make them public or private. You don't have to necessarily share it with the whole world if you don't want to. I mean, it's very simple to set whatever kind of, you're in control of your blog, and you share what you want to share.
That's a great point, and not a lot of people probably necessarily think that when they are considering this. So, well, it's so great to meet you and talk to you here. We are in Des Moines. It's Iowa Corn Indy 250 race weekend, and the Iowa Corn Growers have invited in bloggers to learn a little bit more about where food comes from.
I really enjoyed meeting the folks who came to Iowa, courtesy of the Iowa Corn Growers, to get together and learn a little bit more about where food comes from. So that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Food by Deirdre Flint. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
I come home, you're sitting in the dark, you've done nothing all day, but get ready. And the way you look and the way you smell, it makes a girl go heady. Now you're spread out on the table, ooh, what a thrill. I'm gonna go at you till I've had my fill. Love inspires love, something I've been one or two. Here's one for you, baby, and it's long overdue. Thank you for all that you've been. It's been you when I'm sad, you when I'm lonely. It's been you through thick and through thin. And when my heart broke so bad that I thought I should have died, you took the saving form of something deep fried. And when I was a pimple loser back in seventh grade, all my friends abandoned me, but you stayed. This is a song for you, food. You're spicy. Okay. Those ladies on their Stairmaster and stationary bike, well, they look to me like they're all on some sort of hunger strike. It's a tragic ticking time bomb. You know one's gonna go nuts. A hostage situation, binging at a Dunkin' Donuts. But it's okay, it's just a phase. They'll be back for sure. Cause I myself have tried to leave you so many times before. I've tried dual meal, nutrisome, cabbage soup, fem, high carb, no carb, all carb, low carb, Atkins diet, yeah. Catsmith, Nortrack, Tybo, X, like Hypnos, Ritalin, Herbalife, Dextrin, Weight Watch, Set Fast, Purchase Off, Scan, 1-800-98, Jenny. I've been so unfaithful, but you always took me in. I'll be just fine in a nuclear winter. Kate Moss, we'll die. And if we're in a plane crash and might have to eat each other, you'll look at my thighs and your heart will start to flutter. They've been crafted for years by pancakes and butter. I love you, Twinkie. I love you, Pot Pie. Strudel Man, you rock. Fondue, what can I say? Your food on a stick. You're dipped in chocolate or cheese. No human being on earth can give me that kind of pleasure. None.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.